Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media Station.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Bar Munich in Midtown. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome to Bar Munich in Midtown. Thank you very much for everybody coming out here tonight. We appreciate you being here. We got supporters groups from differing professional soccer clubs from around the world in here tonight. We are also going to be promoting the NCAA Men's College Cup, which is in Houston this weekend. The semifinals are Friday night. The finals is Sunday at 1 o'clock. We've got Stanford here. We have Wake Forest, University of North Carolina, and Denver. Three of those coaches will be live and will be in this bar here tonight. We'll hear from the Denver coach. UNC coach Carlos Samuano will be in here, who grew up in Houston, and also we'll have the coach of Denver, Jamie Franks, is in here as well. So Bobby Musa, Wake Forest, as well. So big night here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're going to explore a little bit what supporters groups are about here in Houston. We do have Justin Gardner, the FC Bayern Munich supporters group in here. They are one of the house teams that come down here and watch Bayern Munich play. Eddie Mendoza, Real Madrid, is here tonight. We thank them for being here. Tom Clare and the Manchester United supporters group. Of course, Tom is the noted author as well. And Roger Lebert of Liverpool as well in the house. So we thank everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out to Bayern Munich here tonight. We do appreciate it. You make up a part of our Houston soccer community. One other thing to mention, we're selling tickets to the NCAA College Cup. They are right over here by the door. Now, part of what's going on here this weekend is the city of Houston is on national television for both these semifinals and the final. This is the NCAA Men's National Championship, basically. This is the pinnacle of many of these young kids' soccer careers. It is very important that youth coaches, high school coaches, even supporters groups like you guys, parents are pushing their kids to come out to this, because this is the next level, by the way, which youth clubs and high school coaches are talking about. So why wouldn't you want to get these kids down to these games and up close and personal understand what the next level looks like? There will be players that will get drafted into Major League Soccer. There will be kids that will go pro out of these groups. Former U.S. international John Harkes' son, Ian Harkes, is an excellent player for Wake Forest. Jose Marie Baccaro, who played for Spain and Barcelona, his son is a striker for Wake Forest. We've had tremendous exportation of college soccer players from the city of Houston to colleges and universities around the country. So there's a tremendous tie-in here to all this, and if you are listening tonight, frankly, if you're a youth soccer coach, I think it's obligatory you bring your kids, and that's just me. That's me soapboxing a little bit, but I think it's obligatory. It's a missed opportunity if you're not bringing them down there. Get tickets at NCAA.com. NCAA.com is where you can get your tickets. You can also buy them here right now. If you're driving around town, why don't you come in? 713-780-3776 is the number. Lewis and Jose are back in studio. I'm going to bring on some of these supporters groups to talk a little bit about, again, what it means to them, not only socially, but there's a lot of things that are done with these supporters groups from a charity aspect as well here in Houston. So that's something we definitely need to make sure people know. Big shout out to the Space City Football Club, which is a youth soccer club in Houston. They sold 400 tickets for the NCAA College Cup this weekend. There's a few clubs I'd like to shame right now that have talked to Big Dame that haven't done anything, but I'm not going to do that out of respect. But it's pretty disappointing that they made an effort to be a part of a lot of things, but in the end didn't sell a single ticket, which I think is pretty embarrassing. So, but a big shout out to Space City. I know Strake Jesuit is bringing a bus down. I know there's other high schools bringing busloads of kids down. I think we have about 8,000 tickets out for both Friday night and Sunday. We're hoping to really boost that. We're expecting that Denver, Wake Forest, Stanford, and North Carolina, obviously they're going to travel. Some more people will come in and buy tickets. It is a great opportunity. It's going to be fun. King's Court, which is a bar like Bar Munich, is right near the stadium. It's a great place if you want to be close to the stadium to go in and enjoy yourselves before these games. Come here to Bar Munich, enjoy yourself, and then come down to BBVA Compass. First semifinal is 5 o'clock on Friday. The second will be at 7:30. And again, all these games are on national television, ESPNU. So we have coaches coming in tonight. We have supporters groups. I do know there's a lot going on in the Champions League. There have been some big results, as well as Premier League. So there's a lot that's going on. Obviously, our focus a little bit more tonight is going to be on the NCAA College Cup because we're trying to make a big statement here in Houston with what's going on. MLS Cup is Saturday night. Seattle Sounders taking on Toronto FC. That'll be a sellout up in Toronto. As always, this show streams at ESPN975.com. Podcasts are always found at podcastarena.com. Right now, I'm going to call up, if he is here, I think Roland Sickinger is here, who played for in the NASL, the Houston Hurricane. Roland, if you're here, come on up for a second. Sit down next to me. We do want to make a mention of, as many people know, we're very involved with pediatric cancer down at Texas Children's Hospital. Very, very important to many of us. There are kids down there fighting for their lives. Roland, come on, have a seat. This time of the year, we do an event, which is a soccer clinic, and it's hosted, but it's not exclusive to the Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club, which is out in Cyprus. We hold an event that basically it's a soccer clinic. It's a one-day clinic. It's $55. You get a T-shirt. SciFair has done this year after year. All the proceeds, the awareness, is around a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Hi, Manny. Curing Children's Cancer Fund, and quite frankly, all the proceeds go there, but this is really more about awareness. So Roland Sickinger, who also played on the pro team with the Dynamos and myself in the 80s, joins us here. Roland, thank you very much.
Thanks for being here.
All right, so let's talk about SciFair Dynamos and what you guys do here. You've done it every single year. It's a big piece of your soccer program. You make sure your constituents in the club are a part of it. Talk a little bit about it.
It's a great thing to give back to the community, and especially to the kids and to the cause.
Yeah, kids fighting cancer.
Absolutely.
So SciFair, Olivier Finidori is your coaching director. Jim Walker's out there. You guys take this on very seriously. I think Brian Ching is going to be out there this year. So it's another big event. Tell us when it is, the 18th of December, right?
December 18th, Sunday, 1:30 to 4:30, I believe.
Information, you can find it at the SciFair website, I'm sure.
Correct. It'll be on our website.
Dynamo Soccer Club.
DynamoSoccer.com.
DynamoSoccer.com. Also at cccfund.org, Curing Children's Cancer Fund. So it's very important. I mean, what does it mean to you when you're out there? And, I mean, you've seen some of the kids we brought out there, Freddie Reyes and others that have beaten cancer. You've had kids in your club that have beaten cancer. I mean, it's something that hits home closely to all of us.
It's absolutely. When the other survivors come out to give testimony, it's a great twinkle in their kids' eyes when they're listening and understanding what it's all about and what we're trying to do for the community and for the Cancer Fund.
Well, the Dynamo Soccer Club, Roland, we appreciate what you do. We appreciate what the club does. Each and every year you guys do this, no questions. You're organizing it on your own. You're running it. you're getting it done, and there's a lot to be said for that give back from Cyfair Dynamo. So, as always, we thank you. Now, talk to me. You work with a lot of goalkeepers out there. You'll be doing that during the clinic as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll get a group of goalkeepers and have a lot of fun with them, and that's what it's all about.
Who else on your staff? Mention some of your staff that's going to be out there as well. Olivier Finidori, who played for the Hot Shots.
We have Mark Wilkinson-Wilkie.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Hill. Mark Hunter. Victor Ruiz. Angelo Steven Gonzalez. If I'm missing anyone, I apologize.
It's okay. It's not easy to get all the names. You got them all. So listen, let's give a round of applause here, please, to Roland Sickinger, Cyfair Dynamo Soccer Club, doing it for children's cancer. It is a clinic December 18th. It's called Kick Cancer. It is out at
Dias Park.
Dias Park off Telge, out in Cyprus. If you have children, it's an amazing cause. It's all done gratis. All proceeds to the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. Roland, thank you very much.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, he's Roland Sickinger. Thank you, Roland.
Thank you.
All right, let me bring up Justin Gardner, Tom Clare. Can you guys join us up here real quick? So Tom Clare is with the Manchester United Supporters Group. We've also got Justin Gardner, who's helped to organize this event. So what we did tonight, through big help of Justin, he brought a lot of the European supporters groups together because we thought, you know what, let's do something unique. Let's cross them over with NCAA college soccer, right? We're a prideful soccer community. We have a lot of prideful people in here. All the supporters groups are being very nice to each other. Nobody's broken a bottle over anybody's head. So everybody's doing a great job. So I'm going to start off first with you, Justin, and I want to thank you very much for helping put this together. And we'll get this set up here for you. You know what? Just hold the microphone up to your mouth. All right? That's all.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So the idea about this, bringing everybody together here, obviously, to support the NCAA College Cup. Talk about the NCAA College Cup and what this event means.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool thing. You know, we spent a lot of time, and obviously, this is in the U.S. We have soccer; it's in stages, right? You have the youth teams and you have the club teams, and then you have the MLS is sort of that apex. But in between there, a lot of players are drafted from the College Cup, and you know, we wanted to be able to reach out to the European football supporters. We want to be able to, because they love good football, and this is good football, and so or soccer, right?
Yeah,
we say
okay.
Football for Europe, right? So
anyway.
This is going to be really good soccer, and so we want to be able to reach out to that, and you know, so we created this event, and yeah, it seems like it's going really good.
No, I think it's good. It's unique, and as someone who's called the NCAA College Cup for ESPN the last couple of years, we're going to make a statement this weekend with the people coming to the games and some interesting things going on. Manny from El Batallón is here. The drums are going to be beaten out there.
Yeah.
We're going to make it a celebration. We're going to hopefully have a lot of the European supporters groups buying tickets over here and being a part of it because we want it to be a Houston community thing and a very grassroots thing. That leads me to the Manchester United supporters group head man. He's also a noted author. He has written the book Forever a Babe. This man knows more about Manchester United than Manchester United knows about itself. His name is Tom Clare. Tom, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure, Glenn.
All right, so just, you know, your thoughts on keeping the flame alive with Manchester United and your supporters groups and then crossing over here to combine here with the NCAA.
Yeah, the supporters groups are important, you know, and it's important to grow these groups within the city. The game is alive now. It's probably the fastest growing game in the US. And it's very important that the supporters understand the game, that they understand what getting on with each other's about. Healthy rivalries and, you know, getting to love the game, but also respecting the other clubs that take part, because without those other clubs, there's no game.
It's a big word, right? Respect?
Yeah. Respect, yeah.
It's a big, big word. So Tom and Manchester United, Bayern Munich, we also have, and we're going to bring these guys up as well, Eddie Mendoza a little bit later of Real Madrid, Roger Liber of Liverpool, Manny, who's a great friend of mine, who's with El Batallón, Texi and Army are going to be out. So, you know, we're really hoping that we can kind of think a little bit differently and not just about our place in the soccer community here and Tunnel Vision. We're trying to branch out, and I think events like this are amazing because we've got everybody crossing over here. We're learning about different things. There may be somebody listening on the radio tonight who's going to want to be a part of any of these supporters groups. So this is important. I want to thank everybody for coming out here. We're going to have a great time here tonight. We'll have three of the NCAA college coaches in.
That's awesome.
As well. All right, so Justin, back to you and the Bayern Munich supporters groups. How do you recruit? What else do you do? Do you guys do anything socially in the community? What else?
For the most part, we just put together the viewings on the weekends and during the week. We meet here at Bar Munich. You can find us on Facebook. But for the most part, we're just really focused on trying to grow the membership. You know, the Bundesliga has only been on U.S. television for a season and a half now. Coming up on a season and a half. So we started in 2014. When they came onto the U.S. television, we really saw sort of a spike and starting to create more of a structure now. And you know, I think it's going to be a really good thing moving forward.
Tom, and here's the other aspect of these supporters groups. A lot of them are now getting together and as a group are doing charity work. And Tom, we'll talk to you Byron guys about that because we'd love to get you involved with pediatric cancer as well. But Tom has helped with pediatric cancer down at Texas Children's Hospital, which is something that's very close to my heart. Talk about this incredible dinner we have set up coming down the road.
Well, as you know, Glenn, every year in Manchester, we go back for the last home game of the season. And on the Friday evening before Manchester United's last home game, we have a sit-down dinner for 300 people and we bring along a few of the ex-players, ex-managers, and we have a great evening and we raise money for a local inner-city school and also an autistic children's charity. So it's become very popular and a lot of people now have started travelling over from the Manchester United group. They've been coming over now to Manchester every year for the dinner, and they've enjoyed it so much that they've asked me, you know, well, why can't we do it here? Well, exactly, why can't we do it here? It's a tremendous cause, Kick Cancer, Curing Children's Cancer Fund. We have the means to do it. We have the support to do it. So what we've done, we've organised a gala dinner evening, which will take place at the
Hyatt.
No, not the Hyatt.
Marriott.
It's a hill.
Double Tree.
The Double Tree. That's it. Sorry.
Free publicity for all these hotels.
Yeah. That's called aging. Yes, it'll be at the Double Tree on June the 16th, 2017. And in conjunction with the Bayou City Blues, the Chelsea group, we've got together to bring out two international stars from the past. Chelsea's will be Bobby Tamblyn, who played for England as well, who had an illustrious career from 1959 to 71 in English football. But for me, it's been such a pleasure to convince Norman Whiteside, the former Manchester United and Northern Ireland forward, to come out and do the dinner for us. Now, Norman, he was the youngest player ever to play in the World Cup. He beat Pelé's record in 1982. He's also the youngest player ever to score in the FA Cup final and League Cup final. But Norman also wants to do something for the charity. So to bring these people out, it takes a lot of work, but we've got the support, and hopefully we'll also be seeing a few of your people at the dinner. We will be putting some more advertising out on it. We've just got a few loose ends to tie up, but it's going to be a tremendous evening, believe me, and hopefully this will become a yearly event.
Norman Whiteside played in the World Cup at 17 for Northern Ireland and then was with Manchester United. So it's a guy who's going to have unbelievable testimony, but at the end of the day, who knows, we could raise $30,000, $40,000 for the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. All of that is earmarked for pediatric cancer research. So that's what happens. All right, Tom Clare, Justin Gardner, give them a round of applause. These two men are working hard.
My pleasure.
We will take a break.
That's my people.
Before we go to break here, quick word for Bud Light. A big thank you to Bud Light. Bud Light, longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters. So get out, get a smooth, clear, crisp Bud Light. Bud Light, they support your sport, the global sport. It's American-grown and imported for the latest concerts, festival happenings in Houston. Like Bud Light Houston on Facebook or follow Bud Light Houston. Bud Light, raise one right now. We'll take a 7-Up break. We'll come back. Or from Bar Munich in Midtown.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz, and you know I love a good craft beer. Well, good news, Houston. The number one selling locally crafted beer in North Texas is finally here in Houston. Blood and Honey American Wheat Ale from Revolver Brewing. This unique full-flavored beer is loaded with blood orange zest, local honey, and a special blend of spices. And now you can taste the beer that's setting the craft beer standard all across Texas. Go to RevolverBrewing.com to find a list of establishments and events where Blood and Honey will be available. Revolver Brewing, make every round count.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to DanishInspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Hey guys, Fred Fowler here from The Blitz, and I want to talk to you about the boatload of money you can make this week betting at mybookie.lv. If you think you know who is going to win the games this weekend and have been talking nonstop about it, then it's time to put your money where your mouth is. Just put some cash on the game and score big. You can join thousands of online players just like me and start betting at mybookie.lv. College football Saturdays and NFL Sundays are great to put some cash on the games and have some fun using mybookie.lv. MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Plus, when you join and deposit, you can get a 50% bonus using my promo code FRED. That's right, a 50% bonus just by using my promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. If you're an expert or a rookie, you've got to check out MyBookie. That's mybookie.lv.
Amy speaking. What's your emergency?
Ma'am, I think I'm a dog. Listen!
Sir, you're just thirsty. Have a squirt.
You're right. Guess I don't need to worry about this tail, then.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Welcome, mi casa es su casa.
Your friend has a really weird voice. Is he Sicilian?
Nah, he's just thirsty. Here, Luigi, have a squirt.
Thanks a lot, man.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Who is it?
Hey, it's me.
Dave, I'm so sorry for making out with your cousin and your best friend. Are you here to give me a second chance?
Do you have squirt in your fridge?
Yes.
Okay.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Dude, what time do they come on stage? It's so hot, I can't even feel my tongue.
The Sweat Skinner show will be delayed another 3 hours, but we have squirt for everyone.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
How do you quench your thirst? Squirt, the authentic thirst quencher.
Join Fishing Tackle Unlimited this Saturday at the Katy Freeway location for the 2017 Inshore Expo. From 9 to 5, get tips, tricks, and techniques for everything fly fishing. From perfecting your fly casting to fly fishing the Southern Rockies, hear special guest master rod designer and fishing legend Gary Loomis talk everything rods. Plus, win great prizes all day long. It's all happening this Saturday at Fishing Tackle Unlimited's annual Inshore Expo. 8723 Katy Freeway off I-10 and Campbell. Fishing Tackle Unlimited.com, your fly fishing headquarters.
Hey guys, AJ Hoffman from The Blitz, and if you're a homeowner, you know the expense that can go into replacing your appliances. That's where Acceptance Appliance comes in. I ended up getting a washer and dryer there. I ended up getting a stove range. I got a refrigerator there, all below wholesale prices. It's unbelievable. Huge savings for you. Acceptance Appliance right there next to Sam Houston Race Park. Whether you're remodeling, moving into a new place, or just need to upgrade, Acceptance Appliance has you covered. Check out everything they have at acceptanceappliance.com. It's acceptanceappliance.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bar Munich in Midtown. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're down here live at Bar Munich in Midtown. As we all know, the NCAA Men's College Cup, essentially the national championship, is being competed for this weekend here in Houston. So in a second, we're going to bring on two of the very top coaches around the country. But before we do that, quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. You know how passionate that I am about food. My friends at Liberty Kitchen know that as well. Think of it as modern American comfort food, classics taken up several notches. The best burger, mac and cheese, chicken fried, Farm Stand, crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on, and they will own it. Big flavor served at a neighborhood social. So when you go to Liberty Kitchen, there's a ton of locations. Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks. And I don't know if you've been to the one Treehouse in Memorial, but it's a pretty cool architectural place. They got po' boys, burger bowls, smoked meats, chops, steaks. It's Liberty Kitchen. Lunch, supper, and brunch. Stop by Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City for Liberty Kitchen. All right. Some of the top college coaches in the nation. You're in for a treat this weekend. These are four very well-coached teams. Right now joining us, University of North Carolina head coach Carlos Samuano. Let's give him a round of applause here at Bar Munich.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Glenn.
By the way, Carlos grew up in Seabrook. Grew up playing soccer here in Houston under a legendary youth coach named Dragos Mena. So he's a local product. Took over North Carolina in 2011, his first year, won a national championship, and they're back here again. It's got to be pretty special for you to be coming back home here to Houston.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously I'm excited, first and foremost, because we're still playing. So I'm happy to be here playing in the College Cup, and absolutely Clear Lake High School in 1987, and brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, he's another great example of the amazing college soccer ties we have here in Houston. We export players to colleges and universities, male and female, all over the country. We export great coaches as well. Look, you're a great story, and I think a lot of people think that coaches get handed jobs. I think you were an assistant for 14 years before you get your break, right?
That's correct, yeah. So I worked at it 7 years at Virginia Commonwealth University, and then 9 years at University of North Carolina as an assistant. And then when Elmar moved on to Creighton University, I was promoted to the head coach in 2011.
In 2011, they win the national championship in your first year. From 11 to now, it's a number of years now you've been a head coach. What have you learned, Carlos?
I've learned it's not easy. So really, I mean, you got to work at it. It changes. The target is always moving. You got to keep up with the game. You got to keep up with college athletics, and it's always moving forward. And there's no point in looking sideways. There's no point in looking backwards. You just got to keep moving forward and try to keep up with things.
University of North Carolina head coach Carlos Samuano joining us. Houston product is with North Carolina. North Carolina will open it up against Stanford. They will be the second semifinal down at BBVA Compass Stadium. We're selling tickets by the front door. You can get them at NCAA.com as well. We need the Houston soccer community to come out proud and strong for this. How has the college game changed in the last 6 to 10 years in your eyes?
Well, you know, I think it's somewhat reflects the game in our country in general. It's getting better and better. American players are getting better. There's quite a few international players coming to the college game as well. Coaching's getting better. Facilities are getting better. We're opening up a new facility at University of North Carolina in 2018. And it just continues to grow. So it's very exciting. College soccer and the Atlantic Coast Conference is as good as it gets, as you know. And so I just think it continues to grow as it does in this country.
ACC is, many say, the best college soccer conference in the country. There's two representatives. Wake Forest is here as well. Bobby Muse will be on the show here shortly as well. He's done a wonderful job for them. So, you know, you two guys just shook hands here. I mean, you guys are so familiar with each other. What don't you know about each other?
Yeah, me and Bobby were both assistants in the ACC at the same time. We both got our opportunities as head coaches. He started at Denver, of course, and came back to Wake Forest. And to be honest, he's a good friend. So, yeah, we're very familiar with his program. We didn't play him this year in the regular season as our new ACC is divided into conferences. So we're very familiar with them, and they're very familiar with us. So best case scenario for both of us is to be playing on Sunday, but I'm sure Stanford and Denver are going to be ready, and they're going to give us a battle as well. So first things first.
University of North Carolina head coach Carlos Samuano joining us here down at Bar Munich. All right, Carlos, you got 8 Texas players, I think, on your roster. Talk about Texas as you just heard me talk about the exportation of players because we only have 3 Division I programs. Talk about how important Texas is to you from a recruiting standpoint.
Yeah, so I got that question asked to me earlier today, you know, so why do you get so many Texas players? And I think we have nine. My answer was very simple. There's really, really good youth soccer players in Texas, and that's why we come here first and foremost. Second, obviously, I have a familiarity with the state, something dear in my heart to be able to provide opportunities for kids that I know want to continue to play college soccer and don't have as many opportunities as they do, for example, if they grow up in North Carolina with Division I programs. So it goes twofold. But first, we wouldn't be going to Texas if there weren't great players here, and there's great players here, and anywhere we can find them, we'll take them.
Yeah, I think what we do have here is a very prideful youth community. I mean, we've had Herman Award winners. Johnny Torres went to Creighton and won it. Chris Bondi, five kids locally from a club called the Hurricanes, went and won a national championship with UConn. Got great coaches like yourselves. I mean, I'm only mentioning a little scratching of the surface of the amount of involvement that we've had with players all over the country, male and female.
Yeah, I don't even know how to put this. I mean, you're mentioning the guys that got the opportunity. There's so many great players there that for whatever reason didn't see that opportunity and didn't know it existed, and they're there. They're everywhere in the state, and I'm glad that you know, the college game has grown and more kids are getting the opportunity out of Texas, but there's more great players everywhere you turn in this state. So we're excited to be back here. We hope that we can put a good product out there tomorrow or Friday night and draw some more attention to Texas players and Texas recruits.
Carlos, how important is the way you play the game? Because I know that's important to, I look at the four teams here, it's important to a lot of these teams, not only winning and getting results, but playing the game in a specific way.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at that, I mean, the most important part to putting a nice product on the field in terms of how you go about it is recruiting talented players, as we just mentioned. So you can't play a certain way if you don't have the players that have a capability. You can try, but it's not going to come out, and you may not win the games that you want. So we go out and we get good players that are technically capable and that can solve problems. And that's the way we always talk about it. It's the first two things that we want to do is solve the problem that are presented to us in the game with our technique and our brains and use our physicality as a resource, but not our first resource.
I want to take you back to Baylen Park because you played a lot of your youth soccer over there. You did a lot of your training there. You took car rides from Seabrook with a bunch of your buddies. You had told me you never knew you were even going to end up playing college soccer, and I think you had a big influence there in Dragos Mena.
Dragos, yeah, and I think it's fair to say that he's probably the most influential coach I've had in my soccer career. He cared so much about us, and he gave us an opportunity that, you know, is hard to come by when you're in Seabrook, Texas, to be able to compete at the standard that we did with Houston National. And there were six of us, myself, John Louis Staines, Steve Lacey, Edwin Lara, Kelly Finley. We'd carpool basically every day straight from school, get home after 10 o'clock, and do it all again the next day. And, gosh, I wouldn't trade those memories for anything. It was just special. And all the way out to Baylen Park and middle of the 610 traffic and 45 traffic, but those were special memories for us. So I wouldn't be here without those guys that came with me, and without Dragos, who gave us that opportunity.
Let's talk about that influence, because that man obviously lit a fire under you. I had one as a youth coach that lit a fire under me, a Scottish man named Tom McDonald in New Jersey. So your role as a college coach as well, I mean, the influence that you have on young people, it is an incredible responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I love about college coaching, because I think you do have that chance to light a fire under these kids, as you mentioned, and you don't have to look at them for their value and contracts or, you know, wins and losses. You can look at them as human beings and care about them as human beings. As pure as it can be, and it's just the job I love. I love coaching college athletes, and you know, I can only hope that I can, you know, give them a small percent of what Coach, you know, Dragos and other coaches that I had gave me, because I know how much it meant to me, and you know, every time you come, every time I come home, I come back every Christmas to visit my parents who still live in the Bay Area, and it brings back those memories. And like I said, I mean, there's no easy way to put it. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have this job without, you know, people like that.
North Carolina head coach Carlos Samuano. Carlos, before I let you go, maybe mention a couple of players. I know sometimes coaches don't like the single players out, but maybe mention a couple that people should be keeping an eye on when they go to BBVA Compass Stadium for North Carolina.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we don't like mentioning just a couple. It's hard to single out any player on our team. You know, we've had – there's so many stories. You know, Tucker and Walker Hume, the twins from right now they reside in San Angelo, Texas, but grew up in Austin. We have our two wide players, Zach Wright and Alan Wynn, also Texans. Our two freshmen in the midfield have been revelations, and Mark Mauricio and Cam from Chicago, and they're just top-notch. To be able to come in as freshmen and start on a team that got to the College Cup is really special. Colton Storm, our captain, goodness gracious, he's seen a lot of days with us and a lot of ups and downs, and has been there the whole way. So I think I'd love to see a big crowd out there on Friday, even better if they're wearing light blue. And I think they'll get a great idea of what we're all about against Stanford. That's a heck of a team that Jeremy Gunn has. We have the utmost respect for them, obviously defending national champions. And I think it's just going to be a wonderful game.
Carlos, listen, we know the schedule's busy. You made it out here live. We really do appreciate that. I think everybody in the bar does as well. So thank you very much for coming. We wish you the best of luck in the NCAA College Cup.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, round of applause for Carlos Samuano of UNC. Made the effort to come here in the house tonight. Also a local Houston product. Thank you, Carlos. So Carlos Samuano. We're going to take a break here before we go to a break. A moment here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, it doesn't matter. Plant, refinery, you might work in a refinery. Daspit Law Firm is going to assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, the firm will work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. And I want to thank all the local organizing committee for being in here tonight, led by Rachel Kwan, Bill McDonald, Michael Grinsfelder. They're on and on. They're in here tonight. Justin Gardner. We'll take a break. Coming up next, Wake Forest coach Bobby Muse. We'll interview him next. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you soccer lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
From obedience and protection training to overnight boarding, Man's Best Friend is the best in the business. Say you heard it on ESPN 975 and get 30% off. 713-932-6709 or mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
Houston's premier soccer pubs, the King's Head and Richmond Arms, are designed and built with soccer in mind for your superior watching entertainment. Check our website to see events and schedules, therichmondarmsonline.com and thekingsheadpubhouston.com.
According to the Code of the West, a cowboy always fights fair, even if the other guy doesn't. Howdy, friends. I'm attorney Gary Trichter with some cowboy etiquette. Taking advantage of another fellow just isn't the cowboy way. For example, it ain't fair for the police to use a machine that's not warranted fit for breath testing. It's also unfair for the machine to destroy your breath evidence, so it can't be rechecked to prove you're innocent. These machines simply aren't a reliable way to identify and measure alcohol. That's why many states have stopped using them. It's like believing pigs can fly. So if you failed an unfair DWI breath test, don't throw in the towel. Call me here in Houston at 713-524-1010. With the right cowboy, Lawyer, juries can be shown what's true and fair. Put my number on your mobile device, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com.
Be a part of the soccer action December 9th and 11th as Houston hosts the NCAA Division I Men's College Cup at BBVA Compass Stadium. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see top college athletes battle it out for the championship. That's December 9th and 11th. Tickets are on sale now at ncaa.com/menscollegecup. Enjoy FanFest before the games each day. Bring the whole family. Buy your tickets now at ncaa.com/menscollegecup and be part of all the NCAA soccer action. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Edwin Watts Golf Shops and their friendly experts are ready to help you pick out the best holiday gift for the golfer on your list. Let it snow birdies with the best gifts from Callaway Golf. You can also save up to $100 with some of the best deals on Bushnell rangefinders and GPS units this holiday season. And a special holiday offer from Titleist, Pro V1 and Pro V1X on sale for $39.99. Plus, Edwin Watts offers gift cards in every amount. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1968.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Bar Munich in Midtown. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Glenn Davis.
I guess you can't go wrong bringing you back with AC/DC, so welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're down at Bar Munich in Midtown, Louisiana. If you're out and about on the town, come on in. What's really cool about tonight is, ahead of the NCAA Men's College Cup, three out of the four coaches have been able to make it down here live, which is pretty impressive. So a big thank you first to Carlos Samuano of UNC, who has just been here. And in a second, we're going to bring on Bobby Muse of Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons. Quick word here, though, for Bud Light. Just to remind you that Bud Light has supported all my shows on the radio forever. They're longtime sponsors. Soccer would never have gotten on the radio in Houston if not for Bud Light. So a big thank you to Bud Light. They do remind you that this is your sport. It's the global sport. As a community, we want to come out and support the NCAA Men's College Cup. Make sure these four teams go home feeling good about their experience here in Houston at BBVA Compass Stadium. So it's Bud Light. Get a smooth, clear, crisp Bud Light. Bud Light, raise one right now. With that, Wake Forest head coach joins us, Bobby Muse. Give Bobby Muse a round of applause here for Wake Forest, please. All right. So, we got in the house the ACC tournament champions. Had a spectacular win over Clemson. You guys have navigated the NCAA tournament, which is no mean feat. You beat Coastal Carolina, SIU Edwardsville, and Virginia Tech in a very close matchup at Spry, your home field. So just heading into this one, let's just talk a little bit about the year you've had and enlighten my listeners a little bit about what your program's about.
It's been a crazy year. I know we came off of a disappointing loss a year ago. Last weekend, though, we were very good, obviously, the eventual national champion, Stanford. A lot of questions. Lost some players. One to the MLS, the number one draft pick in the MLS. So there's a lot of questions where we're going to be able to get goals from. And but started the season 0-1. Tough loss to St. Louis. People are asking a lot of questions about the group. Even as a staff, where a goal is going to come, how we're going to do it. We knew if we locked it down defensively, we'd give ourselves chances to win games. And we did just that. And, you know, the only other blemish on the schedule in terms of loss was on the road to a good Clemson team, and they were hot at that point. And we walked off the field from that game, I think, although we lost, feeling pretty good about the group and the way we performed. And knowing if we can continue to get better and continuing to grow as a group, this group can do great things. And, you know, to go and to run the rest of the ACC and then win the ACC tournament for the first time at Wake Forest in 27 years is an incredible accomplishment. Getting a number two seed in the NCAA tournament is a blessing. The best part about that seed is that we got to play three games at home. And I think Spry Soccer Stadium year in, year out now shows that it's one of the best places to play college soccer in the country with the fan support.
Yeah, talk about the amount of fans you get there. I mean, I watch your quarterfinals against Virginia Tech. The environment just looks spectacular.
It's incredible. You know, for the student-athletes, the way they embrace them and the community embraces these young men, we'll have, I bet, 50 of our most loyal fans that would sit behind the goal each and every game, be at the games here this weekend, driving, flying, picking up people along the way, and just following their Facebook messages. It's been incredible. But we're averaging about 2,500 fans a game. For college soccer, it's incredible. Where we've had the utmost number of, you know, 6,000 or 7,000, that's some this year as well.
Now, I know coaches don't like to single out guys, but you do have some players that I think it's important to identify for those who may be coming to the games. And again, by the way, if you're here, you can get tickets at the front door. You can get them at NCAA.com. Two semifinals on Friday. The final is 1 o'clock on Sunday. They're cheap. They're affordable. And if you're a youth soccer coach, I almost think it's obligatory that kids are down there. Wouldn't you say that, look, take the night off, forget training, put your kids down there to see what the next level looks like, because ultimately that's what you're trying to get them to.
No, and we encourage it, especially in Winston-Salem, the local club teams, if there's big games, they're all there. You know, they say this is an opportunity. You know, Carlos was here a little while ago. You know, if every youth team within 50 miles is not at that game to be able to see the Carolina Tarlos play against Wake Forest Demon Deacons, you're doing something wrong. You know, and I think it's going to be a great Final Four. You know, we have four very good teams representing college soccer at the highest level. And I think that all play a very good brand of soccer as well.
Yeah, that's the one thing that really jumped out about watching all the quarterfinals, which was a lot of fun for me, was these four teams are all well-coached, they're well-drilled, excellent individuals, but also very good collectively. So it takes me to individuals. You got a wonderful midfield. I enjoyed calling your ACC final with Tony DiCicco. We're talking to Wake Forest head coach Bobby Muse. Let's first talk about Ja'Cory Hayes, a guy that's electric, very fun to watch. He's entertainment.
I mean, Ja'Cory's first class. Obviously, he plays as an attacking midfielder for us in the 10 spot. I feel as he can play almost anywhere on the field because he's, for a smaller guy, he's got a lot of bite. He's got a lot of grit. He's very elusive is the word that we like to use for him. Very low center of gravity. He can turn on the dime. He has the ability to finish with both feet, which we've seen all season long. And he comes up with big goals in really important games and really important times. So definitely a big piece of the puzzle.
All right, let's talk about Ian Harkes, U.S. international John Harkes' son. Ian is on the team. Exceptional player as well. Actually runs like his father. I mean, the tendencies are pretty incredible. I know you know this better than me, Bobby, but seems like a great kid, too. Capable of doing some individual things.
He can change a game. He can facilitate the game. You know, the biggest thing that comes to my mind is just soccer IQ. You know, I think is the way he feels the game, speeds it up when it needs to be sped up, slows it down when we need to slow it down, makes good decisions. Are we going to play in behind? Are we going to play in front of him? But, you know, Ian, you know, we've seen so many things from him this season, you know, of pulling things out that the normal college soccer player doesn't do. And I think I don't feel we're adding any pressure on Ian by putting a lot of eyes on him. Because he's risen to every challenge that he's been faced with. If it's going to a youth national team or training with professional teams in the summer, Ian is an incredible young man, as you said. He's an incredible leader, and he's become really a coach on the field. My job is so much easier when Ian is playing, for sure.
Yeah, you told me that you know, part of being a college coach is also trusting your players to carry the team, and you had mentioned to me in a phone call that you know, there's a give and take there with coaches and reading your players and the responsibility you give them.
This year, I can honestly say I probably coached less than I ever have in terms of starting, stopping, you know what I mean, making an issue. We end an activity or something we do, a training, and there's constant talking going on amongst the guys. And sometimes it's a good feeling as a coach, right, because it's not that they're saying different things. All right, but they're articulating in their own way. I still believe no matter what they're saying, we're all on the same page. You know, we're trying to play the same way. We have the same philosophy. But we've given this senior class a lot of freedom to lead. And I even asked a couple of them as we were entering in the NCAA tournament. I said, I don't think we give you enough credit for the things that we don't see. And but I also know that we've been in a very good situation because of their leadership this year. And the way they play, is it shows that you need to have that leadership to play the way we play. And you have to have some big guys step up. More importantly, you know, those guys, especially in the midfield, have the respect from each and every one of the players on the field from top to bottom, you know, and the coaching staff.
Is part of coaching knowing when to stay out of it and not talk? Because, you know,
I'm here right now just to stay out of it. You know, so you know, but no, I think he's right now. Our job is to make sure they're fresh. Hopefully we're healthy, that we play relaxed and we have fun and we enjoy it. I think if I'm tight, they'll be tight. Obviously, if our leaders are tight, our team will be tight. We haven't seen that from this group this year, but obviously we haven't been at a Final Four with this group. So our job is to really make sure that we're enjoying it, preparing them, at least saying, okay, this is the scout, this is what we're facing, this is what we like to see from you, this is what we'll most likely see from a DU team, from watching video, share a little bit of that with them, and then just go out there and hopefully they perform.
Bobby Muse, the head coach of Wake Forest, joining us here. Demon Deacon fans, if you're out there listening to the show in Houston, get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. I'd say that for North Carolina, Stanford, and Denver as well. Navigating this tournament and getting here over the course of this weekend, because the games are so condensed, boy, you guys really have a lot of work to do in a short amount of time.
The only thing that I can say it's positive about where we're at is if we're fortunate to win on Friday, we have two-plus hours extra rest over Stanford or North Carolina. But it's hard. Even in the regular season, Carlos and I, we do a home-and-home. And we normally play, you know, bring two teams in, and we play Friday night, and we push that Sunday game back tonight just to maximize the rest, to actually show a good brand on Sunday sometimes in the middle of the day. It's difficult, but I don't think there's going to be a problem with getting guys motivated, you know, to if whoever's playing in that Sunday game. But that Saturday is all about regeneration, you know what I mean, mentally, physically, and preparing for Sunday.
Bobby Muse, the head coach of Wake Forest, joining us. Wake Forest will take on the University of Denver. Wake Forest finishing the year 18-2-3. Denver comes in at 20-0-3. It's a great matchup. I want to talk about one more player because it's an international pedigree. It might upset the Real Madrid fans in here, but Jose Marie Baquero was a very famous soccer player for Spain, for Barcelona. You have his son playing as a striker. Yep. Talk a little bit about that, because he brings something different. He's got a little different flair.
He does. He's not your prototypical nine, college soccer nine, big, strong guy running behind, get on the end of service, you know, and nodding in headers. But, you know, John is he's a slippery, bigger guy, you know, very technical. He played deeper when he got here, you know, in the midfield, and Jay Vidovich, before it took over, moved him up towards the end of his freshman year high and scored a couple of goals. I got here, I only known him as a nine. So we're just trying to continue to get him better. He's embraced the position. His ability to play with back to goal right now is, you know, tenfold, you know, than a year ago. He's increased his athleticism, you know, with his fitness level. He initiates our press. And he has the ability to finish, not only finish, but to play the final ball, which everybody would love their forward to be able to do.
He's Bobby Muse of Wake Forest. We're going to take a quick break here, but Bobby, I want to thank you very much again, making the effort to come over here. I know you guys just got here to Houston.
Yep.
We want to wish you the best of luck. We hope this is a great weekend for you, and best of luck in the NCAA championships.
Hey, thanks for having us. This is a great weekend, and I appreciate all your support in promoting this wonderful event. And you know, I thank you from all the teams. Thank you so much,
Bobby. Well, I think everybody's very excited you're here. Bobby Muse, Wake Forest, let's give him a round of applause for coming out here live here tonight. We thank him very much. We'll take a quick break here. A reminder, the NCAA Men's College Cup semis are Friday night. The 11th is the final. It's college soccer at its best. Tickets at NCAA.com. You can buy them right near the door. They're very, very reasonably priced tickets. It's the next level. You're going to see some players that will get ultimately drafted in Major League Soccer as well. We thank you again, Bobby Muse, for coming down here. Quick moment here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Personal injury attorneys, they will bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. They will fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. 3-2-2 hurt. We'll take a 7-up break from Bar Munich in Midtown.
ESPN 97.5.